Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Good evening. I am your host, Blaze. Thank you. Welcome. Have tea with Blaze on this cold Thursday night, April 19th, 2018, and I'm rubbing my hands together because I am a little chilly tonight. I was out today and it wasn't hot at all today. It probably was in the high 50s today, and it was a little windy, so it was a little cold out. But all is well. Grateful to be here. As people would say, the family circle is not broken. So giving God thanks, well, at least not that I know of. So giving God thanks for all of his blessings of today. My name is Blaze. I am your host on the I Am a Success Story program. And I had a topic to talk about tonight, but I will skip that because it's been a long day. Did not get the chance to prepare. Not that that has ever kept me from doing what, you know, but I that particular topic I want to be fully prepared for. And so I will not do this topic tonight. Instead, tonight I will kind of take it easy and play some music, have some fun, do some dancing as always, and enjoy me and enjoy you, and ask you to join me in some dancing, some worshiping, and some nice music. So I'm going to start with Kurt Franklin. I Smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
whatever you're in right now.
People say,
oh, oh, oh.
And yes, you look so much better when you smile. Instead of that frown on your face, you know, you see some people, and every time you see them, they're just looking so mean with this frown on their face. Snap out of it. You're raising your blood pressure. You're releasing negative toxins into your liver and your kidneys, and you're just making yourself sick. You're disturbing your mind, your peace, your joy. Smile, because you look so much better when you smile. And now, ooh, Ty Tribbett, what can I do? Yeah.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? Totally dependent on Jesus.
Boy,
and there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right?
L-B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
no, I will.
Tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. Need you to take control. Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is
I can't
So Lord, I need you to take control, cause I've tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do without the help of God. Without the help of God, you hear me? Without the help of God, there is nothing we can do. So we might as well give him what is his, because it is his soul, it is his heart, it is his mind. Everything we have and everything that we are comes from and belongs to God. So you can't take away something that is not yours. When you're borrowing something, you're borrowing it for a moment. And when it's time to give it back, it's time to give it back. But if you know, it's like leasing a car. You will lease a car, and they will tell you that you could only put a certain amount of miles on this car, and once that time comes, you have to turn in that car. And if you are a good customer, they will go ahead and allow you to lease another car. And if not, well, you do not get to lease another car from that company. So everything you are and everything you have is from and of God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what life you're living right now. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. Everything you have and everything you are came from God. What you choose to do with that, your life, the breath that he placed in you, is a totally different story. Who you choose to serve with the breath that God placed within you is a totally different story. But remember, you are listening. You are listening, the license to breathe the air. You are listening. It is not yours for keeps. Because one day he will call you and you will have to stop breathing his air because the license is over. And if you did not pay the proper fee to the proper person, then there is another story after that, because that determines where you end up. So, Father God, tell me, what can I do without you? I certainly know that I cannot live without you, because the moment you decide that I no longer deserve to breathe, or that I have reached whatever assignment that you have for me to achieve, that I have reached it, and you determine it's time for me to move on, that's the end of it. There isn't any other God that I can call. There isn't any amount of money that I can pay to anyone. When you say my lease is up, my license for breathing your air is up, it's up, and I'm gone. And I just want to make sure that when that day does come, that I am in eternal life with you and not any place else. So tell me, what can I do? Because I cannot live without you. That's what that song means to me. That's what that song means to me. And I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I will give you 10th Avenue.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Control. Everybody wants to be in control of something or somebody, and nobody wants to take control of themselves, but they want to control everything and everybody else. In the meantime, there is only one that controls all, and that is 10th Avenue North. Control.
Here I am. All my intention, all my obsession, I wanna lay them all down in your hands. Only your love is vital, though I'm not entitled. Still you call me your child. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me.
So this world has lost its grip on me.
Yes, because God does not need us, but he wants us. He really doesn't. Tell me, what does God need you for that he cannot do himself? What does he need me for that he cannot do himself? He really doesn't need us, but he wants us. And what, I mean, that is the best way to be wanted, is to be wanted by someone who don't really need you, but they want you. They want to be with you. They want to spend time with you. And that's what God is to us. That's what God wants from us. Doesn't need us. What does he need me for? Doesn't need me. I mean, he can make a cow speak to him if he wanted to, because he already made the cow moo, because he said it himself. He says, if no one else worships, the stones are going to cry out. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need you. But he wants us. And because he wants us and he loves us so much, he gave his only son to die for us. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to be wanted like that. You know, not because the person wants anything from you or needs anything from you, but just because. And so this is another song that takes me to a place where it connects me with God, because it helps me to understand how deep the love that God has for us go. I mean, deep. You know, why do you need a child? For those of you who are parents, why did you decide to have a child? It's not because of anything that child can do for you. But you wanted to have a child because you wanted something, someone to love unconditionally. You know, and some people have great relationships with their spouse, but until they have that baby, something is missing. And let's face it, when you have a baby and it's a newborn, oh my gosh, there is nothing. I mean, I'm going to say this, and some people might get offended by it, but don't be offended, because a baby is somewhat like a leech, you know, when they're first born, because they need you 24/7 for everything. But you want that baby because you want to give that baby love. You want to share the love that is inside, that is so full on the inside. You want to bring it on the outside and cherish another human being with it. And even if you have a spouse that you love and that you probably would say that you would die for your spouse, you still feel that something is missing until you have that connection with that little baby, and you're holding that little baby in your arm, and you're looking down into those beautiful eyes, and you're watching the curves of the face and the puffiness of the cheeks and the curves of the lip and, oh, the eyelashes. And yeah, ooh, I just envisioned every one of my babies when they were born, and my grandchildren. I just envisioned all of them. And that love, that unspeakable, unexplainable love. Yeah, that love. You know, that love that your child can do no wrong. Your child is your heart. God loves us. Whew, that's how God loves us. That's how God loves us.
No one can predict what the future holds. In order to enjoy everything life has to offer, you need a strong immune system. It's important to educate immune cells to prepare your body for the unexpected. Support your immune system by incorporating 4-Life Transfer Factor products into your life. Feel confident in every situation and enjoy superior health and wellness. In today's world, it's not enough just to eat healthy and exercise. With exposure to threats in every walk of life, your immune system is constantly being challenged by invaders. The immune system is your main line of defense, and it must be vigilant in order for you to remain healthy. 4-Life Transfer Factor products are designed specifically for our time, developed to support your immune system in a unique and effective way. These patent-protected products don't just supply the body with nutrients. They provide vital information to immune cells, enabling their ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential threats. The power behind these top-selling 4-Life products are immune system messengers called transfer factors. Transfer factors are found in colostrum, or a mother's first milk, as a way for mothers to transfer immune system information to their young. 4-Life obtains transfer factors from cow colostrum and, through innovative research, chicken egg yolks. The discovery that immunity can be borrowed from one species and shared with another is what forms the foundation of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Years of research and hundreds of studies show the ability of transfer factors to educate immune cells so your body can quickly recognize threats and deal with them accordingly. Our flagship product, 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor Formula, enhances, educates, and balances the immune system. With the exclusive Trifactor Formula, it boosts the activity of your body's important first-line defenders called natural killer cells by a proven 283%. Available in a capsule or in a delicious citrus cream chewable tablet, either way, you can enjoy the immune system benefits of these unique products. 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula, 4-Life's top-selling product, includes the benefits of 4-Life Transfer Factor in addition to other immune system support ingredients. These include mitake and shiitake mushrooms and baker's yeast to add nutritional and body-fortifying benefits. Independent test results show this immune system powerhouse boosts the body's natural killer cell activity by 437%. Every 4-Life Transfer Factor product is certified, guaranteeing our commitment to the identity, purity, strength, and composition of our ingredients. 4-Life is there when you need us most, with products for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life with 4-Life.
Yes, 4-Life Transfer Factor. One of the main ingredients in 4-Life products. It is the target ingredient in 4-Life products, and whether it's the Cardio, the Renuvo, Skull, it's in there. And we have some new products coming out. We have some essential oils coming out, some extracts coming out that also has the 4-Life transfer factor as one of the key ingredients. And some of our products have gotten a new facelift. So to see the list of products that we have, Cardio, Vista, Renuvo, and the list goes on because 4-Life has a wide range. And this month is actually, we actually have the Reflection and Stress Formula on sale because it is Stress Awareness Month for the month of April. It's Stress Awareness Month. And so we have the Reflection and Stress Formula on sale. The two products together, when you buy the combination, is $59.95, which is a product special. So run on over to the number 4, the word life.com/BLASE. That is Baby Light Apple Sam Edward and get your For Life product. Get healthier.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I am your host, Blaze, and I am having a nice hot cup of tea on this fabulous April night, April 19th, and I'm just giving thanks, I'm just worshiping, I'm just playing the songs that mean a lot to me, the songs that takes me to another level, the songs that take me closer to God, that helps me to worship, helps to remind me of not just who I am, but number one, of whom, whose I am. Wonder Hillsong.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of the sight as the eyes begin to open and the blindness sees the light?
If you have so say, I see the world in light, I see the world in wonder, I see the world in light. Let's see living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the earth's second light? Have you come out of the water?
In the wonder, you're the wonder in the wild. It wasn't
being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I am your host, Blaze, and this is the I Am a Success Story program. And tonight I am just worshiping, giving thanks, being grateful to be alive, being grateful to be here, and getting ready for tomorrow's night's program. I have someone who's going to surprise me tomorrow to talk about network marketing, their experience with network marketing, especially the company For Life. And he is a motivational speaker, but he's also an entrepreneur in the net, and he is in network marketing, and he's a very young man. So if anyone does not believe that network marketing can be a successful way of taking care of themselves and their family and eventually retiring with good income, well, they really need to listen tomorrow night, because he's going to be here. Brendan is going to be here, and we're going to have a great conversation. Matthew West, Great Wind, another song that speaks to my very soul.
My weakest moment, I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear, saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here. Grace could never reach that far. But in the shadow of that shame, beat down by all the blame, I hear you call my name, saying it's not over. And my heart starts to beat so loud, now drowning out the doubt. I'm down, but I'm not out. There's a war between guilt and grace. The thirsty soul, the broken side begins to heal, and grace returns with guilty soul. Grace wins.
for the lost out on the street.
Yes, Matthew West, Grace Wins. And, you know, today I was listening to Caleb. You know, Caleb is a listener-supported station, and I love listening to Caleb because it doesn't have all of these commercials. I have something about commercials for me personally. I don't mind commercials if it is something that is going to empower me, make me better, make me healthier, something that's going to grow me somehow or some other way. I don't like commercials that tell me I need this because what I have is not good enough, I'm too fat, I'm too ugly, you know, the car that I'm driving doesn't have all the bells and whistles, so it's I need a new car. You know what I mean. Or a commercial that is telling you, well, take this pill, but if you take this pill, be careful because you're either going to have a stroke, it could cause a stroke, it could cause a heart attack, it could cause a dementia, it could cause, you know what I'm talking about, bleeding, anxiety, it could cause you to hallucinate. Why would I want to take that? Seriously. Why would I want to take that? Now, in some cases, we do need medicine. I'm not saying you shouldn't take your medicine. But when you're watching a commercial and it's depressing you, watching television sometimes is more depressing than enjoyable. And it's like, why am I watching this? Or you're listening to the radio, and every lyric is a bitch this and a bitch that, or worse, the N-word, or something degrading, you know, or somebody screaming at you and telling you that you're sick in your head for doing this, or, you know, it's like, I don't need the commercial, I don't need the insults. I need something that's going to empower me, something that's going to open my eyes, something that's going to make me say, uh-huh, I never thought of it this way. You know what I mean? And so Grace Wins Every Time is one of the songs that I heard on K-Love. And I love K-Love for that reason, because they have all of these songs that the music, they're inspiring, they're motivational, and it is a listener's support radio station. So they have their spring drive and their fall drive to raise funds to support the station for the season, you know, for the year. And so each state, they ask in each state to support. And every year, what I have noticed since I've been listening to K-Love, I was introduced to K-Love in 2007. And it has been my number one radio station outside of WLIB. Okay, outside of WLIB, K-Love has been my number one station. When I lived in the city, WLIB was what I 1190 was what I listened to all the time, and even now, with the station signal not as strong as I would like it to be, but I still listen to it. So I'm now between K-Love and WLIB. But WLIB has commercials, so I stick more to K-Love. And the songs that they play are just so inspiring. And the stories that you hear, I can relate to, because there are times when I'm going through something or I'm thinking about something. I have something on my mind that I'm trying to deal with. You know me and my analytical mind, you know, trying to decipher it and trying to pick it apart and figure it out because I just can't let it go. I have to figure it out first. You know how that goes. I've shared that with you guys. And so all of a sudden, I will hear a new song on K-Love, and it just blows me over. It blows me over because it is what I needed at the moment. And as I was listening to them today doing their spring drive and talking and sharing some of the stories of people who have wrote them and told them what the station means to them, I couldn't help but think back, you know, from 2007 when I was all alone in the woods. And I mean in the woods, folks, all alone in the woods, in the middle of a few hundred acres, all alone in a house, myself, K-Love, and Pandora. And in my car, it was K-Love 307. And, well, 307, I said it wrong. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I think you know what I mean. When I said 307, I mean all day long, whenever I was in my car, it didn't matter where I was going. If I drove out of town and I lost K-Love, I would be trying to pick up the next K-Love station. And so K-Love was my companion on the highway, you know, and that was me. And so I couldn't help today but find myself way back then when I was first introduced to K-Love and thinking, wow, what a wonderful way to reach people and to change people's lives with the songs, the lyrics of those songs, they speak to you. And so I started listening to Chris Tomlin and Stephen Curtis Chapman and Danny Gorky, Newsboys, I'm losing some of them. Johnny Diaz, Lauren Daigle, Caston Crowe, Mandisa, what's her name? Amy Grant, you know. And so I started listening to them and started using their songs as affirmations and songs of worship. Because in all honesty, before K-Love, it was Donnie Coughlin, Mary, Yolanda Adams, you know, Tisha Combs, and those singers. And Yolanda Adams was one of my favorites because I would listen to her show every morning on my way to work when I lived in Brooklyn. I would listen to her show driving into work from the time it came on at 8 o'clock and driving into work. And if I missed Yolanda Adams, I would be so unhappy because I missed the Yolanda Adams show. But it's those songs that helped me get closer in a relationship with God, and the songs from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, you know, and they help. But listening to the conversations this morning on K-Love really, really, really got to me, because when you hear someone say that they were about to take their life and they heard that song, you know, it some songs can really speak to you like no one else can. And so if you get a moment, you could listen to K-Love on the air, you could listen to K-Love in some areas it is 107.9. In others it is, I forgot the different dials, but 107.9. They are on Facebook. They have their own app. you know, and I'm not getting anything. This is not a commercial for K-Love, but it's just a radio station that has helped me and my walk with God and helped bring me closer in faith, in worshiping, in music, because some of those lyrics, like you just heard, Hillsong is one of the groups that I found on K-Love. And, you know, it's just those songs minister. They minister to you. They minister to you. And so if you must, going through something, find the K-Love in your area. If you're looking for something to support that spreads the word of God in a good way, support K-Love. They are going through their drive right now. Anything you can give would help. They started with a few stations, and they have added quite a few stations since I've been listening to them. So I know that the work they're doing, it is going a long way. And I listen to the stories, and children are singing the song. My own grandchildren are singing the song. You know, Cameron Diaz, Breathe. When my grandsons are with me and they hear the music, if I'm not in the room, they'll come get me so we can dance the Breathe. You know, it is not a station where your children are hearing derogative languages, where they are getting their self-esteem smashed to pieces. It is a station where they are being empowered, where they are learning about the faith, the love that God has for them and each of us as human beings. And now, we just lost, I'm going to change the subject a little bit, we just lost one of our first ladies, Barbara Bush. I did see that when I was in the hospital on Tuesday, but with everything, it sort of slipped me. So I do want to send my condolences to the Bush family on the loss of a wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. And I'm not sure if she had any great-great-grandchildren, though I'm pretty sure she did. And so I am sending my condolences to the Bush family for their loss. You know, I never met Miss Bush, but she was the first lady for 8 years. And so she was also the wife of the Vice President Bush before he became president. So my condolences and my prayer goes out to family in their time of grief. Okay. And my second was over. And so, yes, folks, find K-Love. Find K-Love online. Find K-Love on your phone app. Find K-Love in your community. Get connected. Get connected. Get connected. Because you are loved. You are wanted. Not because he needs you, but just because he wants you. And Van Shawn Mitchell will help me say, there is no one greater than God. Nobody greater than Shawn Mitchell. My name is Blaze. I'm your host saying thank you. Good night. I will be here tomorrow night with Networking Friday. God bless you. I love you. Oh, Israel, hello to you, Israel. Hello. What was the other country that I saw today that is on? I just want to send a quick shout out to Ireland, India, Israel. Welcome. And thank you for being a part of the I Am a Success Story program. Van Sean Mitchell, nobody greater. Ciao, bonsoir, bon nuit, a bientôt.
The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.